down by one goal in the second period.
Yeah, it was a great effort by everyone, really, to, you know, stick to the game plan and finding a way, basically. You know, I thought, you know, after the first goal, we kept our legs moving. We kept the momentum on our side, and, you know, we didn't quit, even though they tied the game in the third. We kept going at it, and that's what you need to do if you want to have some results.
And how do you like seeing the scoring spread around in this one, too?
Yeah, that was great. It's great to have. You need it. I mean, especially right now, you know, you look at the standings, and it's tight, and every point is important, and you look at all the teams you're playing. You know, a team like tonight, they have four lines, and you need to win that matchup by having everyone contributing. So I thought that was a great job by everyone.
How big was that goal with 1 second left? What does that do to the locker room as the score that late period?
Yeah, that was huge. Definitely gave us, I guess, the energy that you want late in the period. And, you know, I thought we got back in the dressing room and feeling good about ourselves, especially being down by one and scoring those quick two goals. And, you know, it was great to... great to have, for sure.
When Tampa has such a strong forecheck, just mm-hmm. how challenging was it for you guys to get those breakouts early on in the game?
Yeah, it was hard. You know, they were on the puck, and you know, they weren't giving our defensemen that much time, and it was hard for them to make plays. And for us, when that happens, it's harder to get out of our zone, because you usually don't get it necessarily in your tape. It's rims and stuff like that, so it's a little harder. So once we gave them more time by picking their forecheck a little bit and setting picks, I thought it gave our D-men more time, and we were breaking out of our zone a little easier.
This is a good way to come off the All-Star break, but now you guys got the number one team in the East to take care of next. How do you look forward to the Caps?
Yeah, that's going to be a tough game. We know you know, how good they are offensively, how spread out their offense is, and even you know, in net and defensively, they're a great team. They play stingy hockey, and we know it's going to be hard. So, you know, we have to, I guess, build some momentum we've carried over the last three games, and hopefully go out there and have a quick turnaround, playing tomorrow night, but going out there and having lots of energy.